Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Dream Playwright podcast. Nice to have you with me. I'm Timothy Pike, and you can always reach me at dreamplaywright.com. I'm going to be devoting this whole week to talking about author blogs. What is an author blog? It's a website powered by WordPress that contains everything anyone would want to know about you as an author. If you've ever heard the term self-hosted blog, or heard people talk about WordPress.org, these both refer to the same thing. WordPress.org is just a website that gives you a lot of the tools and resources you need to set up and maintain a self-hosted blog. In a nutshell, think of WordPress.com as a tall, high-rise apartment building in the middle of the city. Your blog is like one of the units in the building. You're just renting this little apartment. Your neighbors are close by, so you have to be respectful and observe blogging etiquette. And since you're just renting, you're not allowed to make big modifications to your apartment. And you certainly wouldn't be allowed to keep your door open all day and operate a bookstore out of it. But a self-hosted blog is like if you bought a huge plot of land out in the countryside and built a big house on it. Since you pay a hosting company to have your own hosting space, it's your house. You can do whatever you want with it. You can even set up your living room as a WordPress blog and customize the heck out of it and add all this nifty functionality. This functionality, by the way, is provided by plugins, which you've probably heard of, but may not fully understand. So we'll cover that. Having an author blog, especially a self-hosted one, supercharges your promotional efforts. It's a platform you can use to market yourself, sell your books or other related products, and grow your audience by building an email list. So, what are the fundamental components of a great author blog? You'll definitely want to have a nice-looking homepage. Now, if you're already selling a book, or anything else for that matter, this is where you want to make that clear. So, put that product front and center. As I said, we'll cover all these in more detail as the week goes on, but for now, let me briefly go over the other components. You should have an about or bio page. People want to know about you, and you should make that information available. Fortunately, WordPress makes having and displaying these pages a breeze. You'll want to have a books page. This is where you showcase all your books. And each book links to another page with specific information about that book. Don't worry if you only have one book or no books. You can always put teaser content or a preview of your book cover in the meantime, but what I'm laying out here is something you'll eventually grow into. If you speak or want to speak, you can have an engagements or events page that tells people how to hire you. On that page, too, you can also post events such as speaking engagements you're already booked for, or dates for your book tour, or whatever else you want. A contact page. Of course, you want to have a contact page so your readers can easily get in touch with you. And an extras page. This is all sorts of miscellaneous information about you, your personal life, interviews, or links to other information on the web that you think readers would be interested in. And on each page, your mailing list subscription form should be prominently displayed. You'll also want to have an author box on every page, which is a box that contains your headshot, a brief bio, and links to other articles or excerpts that you've written. This is done with a plugin, which I'll talk about more this week, but the best part is that the author box is included automatically in every post, so you won't have to worry about putting it in each time, or really even have to think about it. What you'll have in the end is a place you can send people to where they can find out all about you. So it's essential that people be able to buy what you're selling and sign up for your mailing list so you can keep in touch with them on a regular basis. All of this is possible with a self-hosted WordPress blog. So stick with me this week for more information about how to set this up. You may already know that when you publish, you need a fan base. For authors who are self-publishing, this may seem blindingly obvious. But even if you have hopes of signing with a traditional publisher, you'll still need to show them you have an existing audience. And the bigger, the better. So stay tuned this week for an in-depth discussion of each of these essential components. And together, we'll get your author blog set up so that you'll have a running start when it comes to promoting yourself. A lot of this stuff, you only have to do once, then you have it. And the more of this you have in place, the easier and easier self-promotion will get as time goes on. So here are some things you can do right now, and I've also posted these links in the resources section of this episode. If you have any questions, you're always welcome to post them at the Dream Play Write discussion forum. Go to dreamplaywrite.com/forum/podcast. dreamplaywrite.com/forum/podcast, and ask your question under the section called Your Author Blog. Also, check out my tutorials at dreamplaywrite.com/tutorials. dreamplaywrite.com/tutorials. And I want to mention that I offer one-on-one telephone coaching sessions where I answer all your questions related to what I talk about on this program and on my blog. For more information on coaching, go to dreamplaywrite.com/coaching. Thanks for listening today. Remember, Dream Play Write is your program. So if you have any comments or suggestions, please get in touch with me at dreamplaywrite.com/feedback. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.